This is Ozarks at Large. American public colleges and universities seek to contain wage and benefit costs by hiring contingent faculty, those without permanent status. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, contingent faculty on many campuses face an ivory ceiling.
Mary Smith teaches part-time at Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville.
All right, this is my W-2 form for the year 2013, and it shows me making a grand total of $16,800 before taxes and other withdrawals, and that's making the maximum amount that I can make in a year.
Smith, not her real name because she wants to keep her adjunct job, says she's paid per credit hour, 3 hours per week per semester, times three because she teaches three different classes. But Smith says, unlike full-time faculty, she's not paid for extraneous work.
There's grading, there's lesson planning, fine-tuning, there's always the students who have questions that you have to meet with them, or, it's just it varies a lot.
And each semester is a new teaching contract.
Because we're treated as though we are new employees when we start the new semester. So we have to wait two pay periods before we get our first paycheck. But yet the state of Arkansas does not consider us to be unemployed during that period of time that we are not under contract, so we can't get unemployment. And summers obviously are the worst. We have, months where we don't have any income.
Finding part-time work to accommodate her mutable teaching schedule is tricky, Smith says. Plus, her part-time status provides no health benefits. Smith wants to work full-time at the college.
If I do this adjunct thing for 2 to 3 years and show how good I am, that I can be then moved up into full-time status. That is not the case. Full-time openings come up rarely.
Two generations ago, permanent full-time professors predominated on college campuses. Today, according to the Coalition on the Academic Workforce, of 1.8 million teaching at both two- and four-year colleges, 1.3 million, or more than three-quarters, are contingent, comprised of non-tenured full-time professors and teachers, as well as part-time adjunct instructors. Northwest Arkansas Community College reflects that trend. Spokesperson Stephen Hines.
NWIC has about 300 adjunct instructors and 150 full-time instructors.
Hines says there's a clear business case for hiring adjunct faculty.
One of our reasons for employing adjunct faculty members is that it allows us to have people from business and industry working directly with the students. This provides a chance for students to hear from people who are already working in their chosen field. Another reason is that it allows us to keep tuition lower while still providing a quality education. With funding from the state of Arkansas being flat, NWIC is looking for efficiencies while maintaining high-quality instruction for our students, and this is one of the ways that we are able to do that.
Scott Clifthorn refers to the steep rise in contingent faculty hires as casualization, the reallocation of full-time employees to casual or part-time positions. He's spokesperson for the advocacy and legal rights group, the American Association of University Professors, with chapters in 41 states, including two in Arkansas. Scott Clifthorn points to two trends.
In general, state funding for higher education has gone way, way down.
Forcing colleges to assemble robust development teams, for example, to raise more money, hiring less faculty.
I think most people would be shocked to learn that the national average that universities are spending on directly on instruction barely hits 30%.
In the UA system, depending upon the campus, a top administrator can earn well over $200,000, full professors half that, and instructors half that. Adjuncts earn half of what instructors earn. University of Arkansas in Fayetteville counts 1,260 instructional faculty, 1,080 are full-time, 180 are part-time. UALR counts 470 full-time instructional faculty and more than 300 part-time. And Scott Clifthorn says many contingent employees, including adjuncts, report living check to check.
In addition to being part-time, temporary, seasonal jobs, there's at most institutions, there's no ladder for progress.
Not the proverbial glass ceiling, but an ivory ceiling made opaque by what some say is a draconian tenure system. Myra Besosa is a full-time contingent faculty at California State University, San Marcos. She also serves on AAUP's National Council as a member at large. She says tenure, historically, has been conveyed only to an academic elite.
Tenure is really a way to provide economic stability, to attract people to the profession, and to guarantee academic freedom, because without permanent employment, you know, you do not really have academic freedom if you can be fired because of speech, for example.
Tenure reform is starting to take root mainly on unionized campuses, fighting against what is often characterized as the Walmartization of the American university system. Contingent faculty at the University of Illinois Chicago struck in mid-February, citing poverty wages, while the school's financial assets, according to a 2013 audit, increased by more than $300 million. But Myra Besosa says change is occurring, for example, among organized University of California lecturers.
They become eligible for permanent employment after 6 years in a department, 6 consecutive years, and they can be part or full-time. In the Cal State University, we're not there yet. I hope that we get there. But what we have are 3-year appointments that are renewable, okay? And they can be part or full-time. There's also the model of the Vancouver Community Colleges, where part-time faculty teaching, half or above, become regularized after a certain period of time. They become permanent.
Unions, however, have little influence in the South, and Besosa's contingent faculty can petition their peer senates to advocate for better wages and benefits. UA Fayetteville's faculty senate, according to an inside source, has just started discussions about contingency issues and plans to monitor hiring ratios. Rhoda DeBrezzo is Vice Provost for Faculty Development and Enhancement in the Division of Academic Affairs at the University of Arkansas Fayetteville.
One of the things that we're doing at the university that I am very proud of is we have included our adjunct faculty within the Teaching and Faculty Support Center. We are asking that entity to make sure that they pay attention to that. And most of the departments on campus extend voting privileges to all faculty, clinical and adjunct. And that, I think, is a sign that we are trying to be sensitive to what we would call is two distinctions or two classes of faculty. We are trying very hard to avoid that.
DeBrezzo says her administration is well aware that nationwide as much as 70% of faculty are employed off tenure track.
We're committed to not doing that here. We would much rather add tenure track faculty lines, no doubt about it.
Still, according to the numbers, UA research faculty hires have decreased by nearly 60% over the past decade, while administrative staff have increased by nearly a third. But DeBrezzo says that data doesn't tease out administrators like herself who continue to teach and the need for critical support staff to both tenured and contingent faculty. Plus,
there are no instructional faculty that are either tenure or tenure track that aren't responsible for research. So we may not call them research faculty, but they are still responsible for research.
And compared to the rest of the UA system, contingent faculty are paid more on the Fayetteville campus, according to 2012 data crunched by the Chronicle of Higher Education Adjunct Project. And Vice Provost for Faculty Development and Enhancement, Rhoda DeBrezzo, says durable contracts are being struck.
I don't think there's anyone on our campus that doesn't believe that as we move forward, we try and move to the top 50, as we work on retention and graduation rates, none of those initiatives are attainable without the faculty.
An AAUP Committee on Contingency report points to the collapsing faculty infrastructure as a failure of a social contract in higher education. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.